Broncos just finishing up their week of practice, and the CBS broadcast crew is also finishing up their week of preparation, and we're lucky to be joined by CBS color commentator Phil Sims. And Phil, coming into this game, typically we talk about these two offenses. They're usually high-powered, but it's the defenses that are playing extremely well leading up to this game. What have you seen from these two groups on tape?
Well, it's amazing, I think, the difference from last year's championship game to what we see now. You know, I think the Patriots' offensive line is probably better than it was last year, which was a real problem in the championship game. I think their defense is actually better too. And you know, for the Broncos, a different offense, a different quarterback to say the least, and Trevor Siemian over, you know, instead of Peyton Manning. And I think the only thing is the Broncos defense, the run defense hasn't been quite what we expect, or it has. But I think just, I'm getting a feeling, and just after watching last week's game after the start, that it's starting to shape up. And you know, veteran teams, something happens to them late in the year. They get more energy, veteran teams, because they know that's what. And other teams that are kind of maybe a lot of young guys in key positions, they get tired and don't understand that you got to pick up the pace. So this game's going to be outstanding. And all this thing said, I'm still looking forward to watching the first and foremost, the Denver defense against the Patriots offense.
This rivalry has been defined by quarterbacks largely, and Trevor Siemian's going to get his first shot in this matchup. In the weeks leading up to it, the Broncos' offense hasn't performed as well as it would like, but have you seen any progress from Trevor in these past couple of games?
I mean, big time, big time. I mean, I'm going to talk about it a lot on Sunday. I think, he's exceeded my expectations for him this year. I honestly didn't think it was going to be as rough as far as physically for him. I think he's taken a lot of hits. The offensive line has struggled at times, so he's hung in there. He's fought through some injuries, and you know, we did the game when they were down in New Orleans, and I said it on the air. I mean, this is a beating. He took a beating, and he hung in there. And that's what you got to do. So he's overcome adversity. You know, he survived it. He's played well. So his confidence has got to be high. And I think the confidence that the coaches and the players, I can tell, the players respect him and they believe in him. And right now he's a totally different quarterback than I saw when I came out here week 2 when he played the Colts.
Sustained success has defined these two franchises for the past half decade or more. And so is it a surprise to you that the AFC Championship or the AFC playoffs largely depends on what's going to happen in the next couple of games with each of these two teams?
Well, no. I think, unless there was some catastrophe, which did not happen, I think before the season started, everybody says always pick a team. And it was hard to ever get past the Patriots in Denver. You know, one, they have superstars. And when you have superstars and you get enough of them, that's going to carry you through a season. Because those superstars, even when the team is not playing well, they make plays that win games. I mean, you know, just think of the times when it comes down to the end of the game and the Broncos defense is out there. What happened? Oh, Bob Miller gets a sack. There we go. We won. Think about the Super Bowl. When the situation arises for the offense or defense on great teams, those guys make plays. And, man, there are a lot of big-time all-pro stars in this game. And it's, hey, I'm glad to be a part of it.
We look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Okay, look forward to it. I'll be ready. I'll be warm. I hope.